Hello, everybody, and welcome to my, I don't know, this is, I think, like my third presentation I've done here in the Blind Geek's own chat room. I first want to start by thanking, most importantly of all, Rick Harmon, who has, first of all, allowed me to use the chat room, the Blind Geek's own room, for this purpose, and also for recording these presentations that I've done. If it wasn't for him recording them, they would not be posted on the website. So I want to say thanks to him for that and for posting them on the site. Today we have a little short presentation today on registry mechanic, and I'll let you know what that is in just a minute. But like I said, And thank you all for showing up today. We have a few people here today. And thank you for, coming to the presentation. And so that is that. And just like I said, I will allow questions after I finish the presentation. And then I will hopefully answer them as we speak. I mean, after you ask, and all I ask is that we have one question at a time, and please, give me a chance to answer the question before we ask a next question. All right. Well, registry mechanic, first of all, I'm not sure, probably most of you know what your registry is. I guess the best way to explain it is just to... how to explain the registry. Basically, it keeps entries of keys that come with programs to make them run, to let them run, and to find them, to locate the applications. Now, a lot of people don't believe in registry cleaning. I mean, that's a personal preference. I do, but I'm not saying, that you have to. But the registry sometimes can get cluttered up. And it can cause problems, at least in my case it did, and that's the reason why I looked for a registry cleaner. Like, a good registry cleaner, like the one I'm going to show you guys today. What happened was, I had uninstalled some programs, and I have, and then, for some odd reason, my computer started freezing. I started getting messages that came from applications that I know I had uninstalled, and I used to run CCleaner. I still do, and it fixed some of the problems, but it didn't fix them all. So, and once I ran my registry mechanic, I'm running much better here. And I would advise some of you, if you haven't tried registry cleaners, to give it a shot, because it can save you from a lot of problems, at least it did for me. I'm actually gonna, go through the process of, just to show you what I mean. And sometimes you think that once you uninstall a program, it's gone forever, but you're gonna notice now that it's not the case. So what I'm going to do first, just to show you what I mean, is I'm going to uninstall something here really quick. It's something quick. So I'm going to uninstall something here.
Menu, start search, edit, S.
And I'm just going to, I'm using Windows Vista. And I'm going to just type in programs and feature.
OR, not selected Microsoft Clip Organizer Programs Group, N.
Oops.
Space.
I'll just do it. Just to save time, I'm just going to...
O-N-T-R, Registration and Configuration, Control Panel, not to enter, leaving menus, Windows Explorer, Folder View, List View, 0 items, 5%.
I have several
that... Not selected, add hardware, P, parental, P, pendant, P, people, P, perfo, P, personal, P, phone, P, power up, P, printer, P, problem reports, P, programs, and feature, enter, Folder View, List View, 0 items.
Now you're probably asking, what is his purpose of this? And I'll show you in a minute.
27%. 100%. Not selected. New torrent. Adobe Air. Adobe Flash Player 10. Adobe Aries. C. Freedom Scientific JAWS Training. Freedom Scientific JAWS 10. Freedom Scientific JAWS Training. Extra Daisy Files. Applications. Context Menu. View. Uninstall. View.
And as I said, I'm going to, you know, I will talk about my reasons for this, and I will talk about why I am uninstalling, why am I uninstalling something to show you guys. Why am I including this in it?
Enter menu bar, leaving menu bar, uninstallation dialog. Are you sure you want to uninstall the JAWS Training Extra Daisy files? Press enter to continue or choose enter. Programs and features, folder view, list view, Freedom Scientific JAWS Training Extra Daisy files, Freedom Scientific April 23rd. 2009 28.0 KB 11 of 38, not selected. Freedom Scientific JAWS 10.0. Freedom Scientific JAWS. What's new? Daisy files. Applications. Context menu. View. Enter. Menu bar. Leaving menu bar. Programs and features. Folder view. List view. Freedom Scientific JAWS. What's new? Daisy files. Freedom Scientific April 19, 2009 31.1 MB 11 of 37. Programs and features dialog. Are you sure you want to uninstall Freedom Scientific JAWS? What's new? Daisy files. No button. Alt plus N. Tab. In the future. Do not tab. Yes, but enter. Freedom Scientific JAWS What's New Daisy Files Dialog. Gathering required information dot dot dot. Progress bar 0%, 19%, 98%, 100%, 99%. Programs and features.
Alright then, now I have stopped, and now I'm going now.
Alt F4, 53%. Blind dash beep dash.
And now that I've removed two applications, and let me explain to you why I did that, because I know I clean my registry. I clean my registry quite often, so I wanted to make sure that there was something we could fix so that I can walk you through the process of doing it. How do we start Registry Mechanic? Well, we start first by, you can start it from the desktop, which I'm going to do here.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, Skype, 7 of 22.
And I'm gonna...
R, Recuva. R, Recycle Bin, T, Trend Micro Internet Security, R, Recuva, R, Recycle, R, Registry Mechanic.
Now, just on a side note, if you decide to come and get this application...
Enter.
You will come across, to know that it runs in... the background. It has a registry monitor, which it monitors your registry in the background. Excuse me, in the background. So, and another reason why I removed an application is to show you guys that sometimes things do get left behind when you uninstall something, and you have no clue. And you might, and it might take a while to notice the difference and things like that, but trust me, you will notice that. And now I know we don't have any message here, but we're
title is
Registry Mechanic is on our screen. Now this is a very inaccessible application, unfortunately, but there's a lot of features in this program that are not there's no way to do. But a lot of the things like to scan and fix the problems, we can sure do that. So, what I'm going to do is, of course, we have to use our JAWS cursor for this time.
Root JAWS to PC.
And I'm going to just go to the top of the screen.
Top of file, graphic register help. Graphic 807, graphic file, scan your registry dialog, compact your registry dialog.
And I'm just going to arrow down through the screen so you can see what's here.
Scan and safely clean, repair and dialog, compact and optimize your Regis dialog, and optimize the Windows dialog, registry dialog, registry dialog, optimize your system dialog, tune up your services dialog, graphic 727 home dialog, graphic 313 optimize and monitor your system dialog, optimize and manage your window dialog, graphic 466 system for better performance dialog, Windows services dialog, computer dialog, graphic 659 security dialog, graphic 546 system dialog, monitor your registry dialog, restore dialog, graphic 727 help center dialog, monitor your system registry for dialog view and restore previous backup dialog, graphic 555 options dialog for changes dialog, backups and undo repairs dialog, Traffic 966. System health is low dialog. Register now and scan system dialog. Graphic 665. Graphic 665. Graphic 600. Register system health is low dialog. Graphic 555. Up monitor your system. Graphic 720.
Okay, now I'm just up arrowing through it. Now, as you can see, the JAWS cursor will detect a lot of stuff, so I'm going to go back to the top.
Top of 5, register, graphic 807, graphic 500, scan your registry dialog.
And I'm going to just do my word command. I mean, move by word command.
Scan your registry dialog.
And I'm going to hit my left mouse button.
Left mouse button.
And I'm just going to up and down arrow through now.
Stop dialog. Zero problem left. Graphic 4. Zero problem left. Parent is right. Parent found.
So far it's found no problems.
Graph 0 problem left. Parent is right. Parent found. Graphic 2 problem left. Parent is right. Parent found.
And here it is. It's already finding. All basically it looks for is missed, like missed registry keys, invalid file path references, things like that that don't even need to be on your system anymore. And it may not seem like a very important thing to do, and I'm not saying to do it once a week or every day, but once in a while, make sure you go through your registry and make sure you get it cleaned.
All sections left pair and 9 right pair, all section graphic 928, HKEY underline classes underline root / CLSID / left brace 300165D9-4, software locations left pair and 0 right pair and dialogue, registry integrity left pair and 0 right pair and dialogue. Graphic 928 high priority colon highlighted value is missing or invalid. Windows fonts left parent 0 right, help and resources left parent 0 right parent dialog. High priority colon highlighted value is missing or invalid. Graphic 928. Share DLLS left parent 0 right parent dialog HKEY on startup programs left parent 0 right parent / remove programs left parent 0 right parent dialog graphic 928 high priority colon highlighted value is HKEY underline current underline user / software / freedom scientific / JAWS / 10.0 / FS reader / recent file list.
See, and that's where you see what I'm talking about is that I just uninstalled the FS Reader training material that I had installed, and it's showing up here that it's something's invalid here.
Virtual devices left parent 0 right parent dialog. HKEY underline current underline user / software / freedom scientific / JAWS / virtual file extensions left parent 0 right HKEY underline current underline user / software / freedom scientific / JAWS / 10.0 / FS Reader / recent file list. Temp file / shortcuts left parent 0 right scroll down symbol custom controls left parent 3 right parent dialog.
That's one of the things you want to make sure you will go to the custom controls.
Custom controls left parent 3 right parent dialog. Left mouse button.
Because sometimes it won't select them all.
Deep scan left parent 6 right parent dialog. Register now to repair all detected errors. Warning, some errors may need immediate repair dialog. Warning, submit, reg deeps custom temp file / short file extensions left parent virtual device temp file custom controls left parent 3 right parent dialog. Deep scan register now to repair. Warning, some errors may need immediate repair dialog close dialog.
Alright, so you want to click custom.
Red decust temp file / short file extend virtual devices add / remove programs left parent zip virtual temp custom controls left deep scan let register now to repair. Warning, some errors may need immediate repair. Register now to repair all detected errors. Dialog. Warning exclaims of repair close dialog. Repair dialog.
And we're going to just hit repair.
Left mouse button purchase now dialog. Blank. Continue purchase now. Register now to repair all errors. Continue purchase now. Continue. Left mouse button.
Now, for some reason, I'm not sure why I lost my it lost my registration code.
Register dialog to total items repair colon dialog 0 dialog. To purchase the program, please click register or click continue to access the trial version dialog. Register dialog continue dialog. To purchase register dial graphic 990 graphic 593 PC cursor.
Alright folks, and I'm having a little problem here because for some reason I had entered my registration code and it for some reason did not like it. And I would have to contact them about it. But basically what would happen there, and I do apologize, I can't show you exactly what you'll see on your screen because for some reason it's not letting me register it for some odd reason. Sometimes, like, it's part of the problem is that there's a lot of piracy going around here, and I'm not sure if they're detecting my key is. So I just need to verify with them that my key's valid. So that's why they're just really being watchful for that. But as I said, what will happen is once you click repair, it will go and repair all your registry items, and then it'll make your computer work faster. So there it is, folks. Registry Mechanic. I feel like it's a very short presentation, but there's not really not much to I just wanted to show you guys how it works, because if you tab around it,
PC cursor tab,
you're gonna notice that you won't be able to do it. You hit your applications key on it.
Applications.
You won't be able to do it either. If you hit your menu bar, you won't get nothing. If you hit your arrow keys, you will get nothing. So this is basically, I want to emphasize that it is worth to try.
Alt F4.
It is worth to try using the JAWS cursor, because all you really need to do is open up the program, go to scan, and then wait until it's done, and then just go down onto it until it says fix, clean, repair. That's all you need to do. All right, folks, I'm going to
Alt tab, blind dash beep dash zone left.
I'm going to now unlock my talk key, and this, like I said, this is a very short presentation. If you guys want to stick around for a minute, I have another registry cleaner which is way more accessible, that maybe I can have time to go through and go through it with you guys. So let me know if there are any questions about this one. And I know this was specifically on Registry Mechanic, but you know, I feel like there's a little bit of time here. I'm gonna just go through and show you the other one, all in one, so that I can go through that with you guys. So, but before I do that, I'm going to unlock my talk key to see if there's any questions.
Menu actions. Menu lock talk key alt plus L checked.
All right, everybody, I have unlocked my talk key. If anyone has any questions, feel free to ask them now. Marcel or anyone here, any questions or any comments about this presentation?
Hello, Giovanni. That was very good. What's that program worth?
I paid for mine. I think it was $25. I can't quite remember exactly, but it's not very expensive. And you will get full-time upgrades. So it's not like you're paying like security software you pay yearly. You could just pay $25 and you can get full updates.
Oh, that's good. Now, is there a trial, like a demo of this I could try?
There sure is. I'm not sure what the website is. I do apologize. I don't quite remember. But I can look it up for you. And you can always, I'm pretty sure if you Google for it, you can search it, Registry Mechanic. And there is a trial. It's the same application. You just click, instead of clicking purchase or register, you would hit continue, and that'll give you, I think, a 30-day trial to give it a try.
Okay, very good. I could Google that later and give it a try. Thanks.
Not a problem. Do we have a little bit of time? I'm going to show you another program that I found that is, it's a registry cleaner. It's probably second best to Registry Mechanic, I believe, in my opinion. I just picked that up, too. But let me know if you guys think I should go through that, or will that be too much?
Well, I got time for it, and I don't know about the other fellows on, but I have time for it.
Okay, well, I think I'll just do it, because this was a pretty quick presentation. It's called Tune Up Utilities. And as I say, utilities, it's not just a registry cleaner. It's a all-in-one, which I think is wonderful. So I call it second best to Registry Mechanic. The difference is that Registry Mechanic is just not... sorry about that. I don't know. I let go of my control key for a minute. But like I said, I guess I will continue. with the next presentation. It's called Tune Up Utilities 2009, and it's a lot more accessible than Registered Mechanic, but I'm sorry, but as I said, Registered Mechanic is much more accessible. I mean, much less accessible, but it digs really good into your registry and really gets rid of nasty stuff. But the Tune-Up Utilities 2009 is more accessible and it has a lot more features other than Registered Mechanic. So I'd probably do that right now just to, you know, just show you guys. Marcel, do you were you able to catch everything that I said? I didn't cut off in any way.
No, that sounded very good. I heard every word. Hello, Rick. Can you hear me? I guess Giovanni got cut off for some reason. I guess he's checking it out. Marcel here.
This is Jerry. I can hear you. I just returned.
Okay. I'm not sure what's going on here. Did Giovanni get cut off?
Hi, Rick. Marcel. Yes, he did get cut off.
Okay. Well, hey, I guess we'll give him a minute or two to return. Was he going to do something else?
Hi, Rick. Marcel here. Yes, he was going to give it a small demo on some with utilities.
Oh, okay. Yep, I see he's gone. He's not in the user list now. Yeah, okay. We give him a couple minutes to come back and see what happens. He must have got cut off.
Hello, Rick. Did you get a good recording on that?
Yeah, it's still recording. I'm actually locked in here on another machine as myself, so the recorder's still running on the other machine. So, yep, I do believe it's good.
That's good.
I guess in the meantime, while we're waiting for Giovanni to come back, there's another program that's pretty easy to use as well for simple registry cleaning. It's not necessarily as advanced maybe as Registry Mechanic, but nonetheless, it definitely does a good job, and it's free. It's called CCleaner, and you may or may have not used it or be using it. What CCleaner does basically is it's a utility that, one, it will clean up all your temporary files, temporary internet files, temporary caches, things like that. Number two, it is a registry cleaner. It will take care of things that are messed up in the registry. And number three, it has a add remove programs tool. It will also allow you to remove things from startup in a way better than, say, if you use msconfig to do it. It will actually let you delete entries from the startup permanently and let you add and remove programs that may not be in your add and remove list properly. And overall, it's a really, really good program that you might want to check out. And you can download it from www.ccleaner, that's CCLEANER.com.
I really do apologize, Rick, and everybody here. Rick, do please do your best to edit this. I am really, really sorry. But I know you started the topic on CCleaner. Can I still go on with what else I have here?
Oh, yeah, sure. Just was filling in a couple of minutes till you came back and was just talking about some other, you know, free utilities that you could use, you know, that were similar in ways to Registry Mechanic.
Leaving menu bar, chat text.
All right, everybody, I have relocked my talk key, and as I said, I do apologize for those that were patiently waiting, and I do apologize once again. Thank you, Rick, for filling in while I was gone. And as far as free utilities, why don't I take a minute to go through? Maybe Rick already covered it, but yeah, CCleaner is very good as well for free utilities because it cleans up your temporary files and stuff like that. And also, what I recommend is if you're using XP, RexCrub XP. You can find it on www.jfwlite.com. So those are a couple good free registry cleaners that you can go to. But what I'm going to show you now is called TuneUp Utilities 2009 Registry Cleaner. I'm not going to show you all because it's basically all-in-one thing, and it goes through a lot and it cleans up a lot of stuff. So I'm going to go to my Start menu.
Menu, Start Search Edit S.
I'm going to go to my All Programs.
All Programs Submenu A.
Hit Enter on that.
Enter, Gold Wave Closed, 27 to 45.
And I'm going to press T.
T, PC Webcom T, Trend Micro Inform T, TuneUp Utilities 2009 Closed, 43 to 45.
And now I'm going to open this up.
Level 1, TuneUp Utilities 2009, open, 4 items. TuneUp Software Website 2, 1 to 4, T. TuneUp Utilities 2009 Help 2, 2 to 4, T. TuneUp Utilities 2009, 2, 3 to 4, T. Utilities Closed, 4 to 4.
And we're going to open up the Utilities submenu here.
Level 2, Utilities, open, 20 items.
As you can see, there's 20 items here, so it's a pretty extensive application.
TuneUp 1-click maintenance 3, 1 of 20, T.
This is one of the things that, because it'll go through everything at once. Instead of you doing it manually, going through the registry cleaner, going through the disk cleanup, going through the defragmentation part of it, it will go through it and fix them all at once.
TuneUp Disk Doctor 3, 2 of 20, T.
This will repair basically bad sectors in your disks.
TuneUp Disk Space Explorer 3, 3 of 20, T.
This will just talk you through about your disk space and stuff like that.
TuneUp Drive Defrag 3, 4 of 20, T.
A pretty good drive defragmentation tool, very accessible.
TuneUp Process Manager 3, 5 of 20, T.
The Process Manager I would not mess with because I accidentally did some things and kind of made my system a little weird.
TuneUp Registry Cleaner 3, 6 of 20, T.
And we'll go into this in a minute.
TuneUp Registry Defrag 3, 7 of 20, T.
You can even defrag your registry, which I've done a couple times, but I'm not going to demonstrate it here because it requires restarting the computer and that sort things like that, so I won't do that here.
TuneUp Registry Editor 3, 8 of 20, T.
It has its own registry editor?
TuneUp Repair Wizard 3, 9 of 20, T.
Repair Wizard?
TuneUp Rescue Center 3, 10 of... TuneUp Shortcut Cleaner 3, 11 of 20, T.
It has a shortcut cleaner.
TuneUp Shredder 3, 12 of 20, T.
The TuneUp Shredder basically allows you to select files and it will delete it to the point where it's unrecoverable from like recoverable software. Like file recovering tools, it'll make it unrecoverable.
TuneUp Speed Optimizer 3, 13 of 20, T.
You get the deal for Speed Optimizer.
TuneUp Startup Manager 3, 14 of 20, T.
This also has a startup manager where you can manage, it's not as accessible as CCleaner, so I wouldn't mess with this.
TuneUp Styler 3, 15 of 20, T.
Some of these I'm not even sure what they are.
TuneUp System Control 3, 16 of 20, T.
This is basically gives you control over your system, see what you want to change and how your system looks.
TuneUp System Information 3, 17 of 20, T.
This will give you the system information.
TuneUp Undelete 3, 18 of 20, T.
You can also undelete files, recover files here.
TuneUp Uninstall Manager 3, 19 of 20, T.
TuneUp Uninstall Manager, this will go through you and uninstall programs for you.
TuneUp Update Wizard 3, 20 of 20, T.
And there's updates too that you get when you purchase this product as well, and you would go through this. Well, let's go through the registry cleaner.
TuneUp Styler, TuneUp Shredder 3, TuneUp Repair Wizard. TuneUp Registry Cleaner 3, 6 of 20, T.
And I'll just press Enter here.
Enter. Leaving menus. TuneUp Registry Cleaner. Tab, complete scan left parent recommended right parent radio button checked 1 of 2, Alt plus C.
And here you just tab through the first part of it.
Tab, next greater button, Alt plus N.
And you hit the next button. And these radio buttons will just tell you...
Shift tab, complete scan, left parent recommended, right parent radio button checked, 1 of 2, Alt plus C. Choose test radio button checked, 2 of 2, Alt plus
you
A.
You can choose tests, but...
Complete scan, left parent recommended, right parent radio button checked, 1 of 2, Alt plus C.
But this radio button here, it's recommended, and you would just go through this.
Tab, next greater button, Alt plus N.
And hit the next button.
Space, list view, not selected, graphic 901, active X and COM, 1 of 14, 0%, 5%.
And it'll go through registry, and it'll help you,
12%.
And it'll ask, 20%. It'll just go through and it'll scan your registry first.
27%. 42%. 80%.
And this will take just a minute.
2%. 7%. 77%. 64%. 24%. Show problems button, Alt plus S.
And it puts the focus right on the show problems button, so I'll press enter here.
Enter.
And then, if you really, really want to know, I usually just automatically fix the problems. But if you want to see what's wrong with your registry, you can always root JAWS to PC.
Root JAWS to PC.
Go to the top of your screen.
Top of file, graphic file edit, clean loop, graphic categories, graphic 3, graphic file, graphic 192, statistics, last clean of April 17th, 2009, graphic 11 corrected problems, this month 10, graphic 789, total 10, graphic 498, graphic 823, graphic 823, the system scan is now complete, a total of 5 problems were found, click start cleaning to automatically correct these problems. If you wish to decide what to do yourself, you can view a list of problems, graphic 823. Graphic 542, graphic 822, graphic 545, graphic 399, graphic 263, file types 2 problems, graphic 203.
And it is
so. Some file types point to programs that no longer exist on this system. Details. This can cause error messages when opening files. Graphic 932.
And exactly what I was talking about. It even tells you right there too.
5 problems found, all problems selected for cleaning rescue center active.
And now, all I really have to do is I'll turn my PC cursor, and then press Control-S.
Control-S, tune-up registry cleaner, next greater button, Alt plus N.
And I'm not sure, but it's a keystroke that works. Control-S basically says I want to clean, and I'll just hit the next button.
Space, tune-up registry cleaner. Tab, finish button.
And then it'll take about a second, and you press Tab to your finish button.
Space.
And you're done.
Tab, R button.
And you would, for some odd reason with this program, when it's done cleaning, you will tap to the R button, hit the space bar on it.
Space, tune-up registry cleaner.
And then you can Alt F4 out of it.
Alt F4, 48%. Blind dash geek dash zone left parent moderator.
And then you can exit out of it. If you just try to exit out of there before you hit your R button, for some reason it won't work. But there's that. It's very simple to use, and it's, I guess, fairly accessible. If anyone wants me to go through any more, as I showed you, there's a few more in the tune-up utilities section of the program. I will go through more. But I will unlock my talk key now and see if there's any questions.
Menu, action, menu, block talk key.
So does anyone have any questions for me for this part of the... I guess we will call this the system maintenance demonstration today. Comments, questions, anything? Rick or anyone has any questions, any thoughts on what I have demonstrated with the tune-up utilities software?
Nope, not me. I guess if nobody else has any more questions, you can either cover some more of the suite or you can wrap it up. Whatever is your pleasure.
That was very good, Giovanni.
Well, thank you. And did you guys, any of you have any office, because there's, like I said, 20 items here, so does anyone have any specifics or anything that they wish me to cover? I'll cover a little bit more of the suite and see if, does anyone have any thoughts or any, on which part of the suite would they like me to show?
Vanny, is one program any better than the other?
Are you referring to the Registry Mechanic and this one, or are you referring to the suite that I just showed?
Mechanic and the other one.
Well, I use them both kind of together, but Registry Mechanic only gives you the registry features of it. The tune-up utility software will actually, as you can see as I went through the menu, will give you a lot more features, and it gives you a lot more flexibility with their system.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Is that a free one?
That's a free one as well, is it?
No, Tune-Up Utilities is not a free one either, but it's not very expensive either. And it's, I think, worth it for what it has. It has a lot of features. So, like I said, it has a lot of features on it, so... Yeah, but that one's not free.
Okay, I would Google that one as well, would I?
That is correct, and I think they also have a trial version of it as well. Matter of fact, if you wish, I can pull up the website and give it to you.
That sounds like a great idea. Thanks.
Okay, well, I'm going to take you through one feature that I like of this program real quick.
Even menu bar, users, colon, preview, participants.
Okay, I have relocked my talk key. This will be quick. Well, one of the things I like about this program is called the Tune-Up One-Click Maintenance.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, red. T, thread my T, Tune-Up One-Click Maintenance.
And basically, it'll take every part of this program and check your errors on your computer and see if it has any. So I'm going to press enter here.
Enter.
And it will load up.
Tune-Up One-Click Maintenance. Tab, cancel button, 0%.
And then I'll go through your system and repair anything if it finds anything.
53%.
And if it finds anything that's wrong.
3%. 11%.
This will include your registry cleaning, your 20%. Shortcut cleaner, and anything that the software suite
29%.
Finds, it'll fix it for you. So this will take
63%.
Just a little bit of time.
91%. 28%. 0%. 10%.
See, it takes a little bit of time because it goes through your...
47%.
It checks your disks, see if they need to be defragmented. It checks your registry.
68%.
It checks your registry. It checks a whole bunch of things.
Correct problems button.
Now, before I hit this button, I'm going to just walk you through it, and I'm going to...
root jaws to PC.
Just go to root jaws to PC and show you what it says here on the screen.
Top of file, tune-up one dash click maintenance, graphic 512, graphic 900, potential optimizations have been found, maintenance task status, correct registry problems, graphic 92 system components, no problems were found, graphic 92 programs, no problems were found, graphic 92 structural defects, no problems were found, remove invalid shortcuts, graphic 92 desktop and quick launch bar, no problems were found, graphic 92 start menu, no problems were found, graphic 92 history list, no problems were found. Free up disk space. Graphic 31 temporary files 5 MB can be freed up.
Ah, see, it's temporary files it cleans up.
Optimize hard disk performance. Graphic 92 degree of fragmentation, no problems were found. Analysis complete. Click on the maintenance task to select which optimizations should be performed. Correct problems button, close button. PC cursor, correct problems button to activate, press space bar.
And I'll just hit correct problems button.
Space, tune up one dash click maintenance, close button.
And just hit the close button.
Space.
And that's it. One of the reasons why I like this application is because you can do everything all at once. You can defrag your computer. You can clean your registry problems. You can do a lot all in one just by hitting that tune-up one-click maintenance.
Alt tab, blind dash beep dash zone, blind dash beep dash zone left, action, lock top, glow, lock top key, alt plus L.
So that is that one, folks, for the one-click maintenance. Any questions on that?
Hi, Giovanni. That sounds a bit like what Norton offers.
I'm not sure. If you're referring to Norton 360, yes, it does. But I'm not. I don't think that's very accessible at all. But correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I would agree. It's not very accessible. I need some person with some vision here to help me out with that. This sounds like a simple program, though.
Yeah, it's actually very simple, and it's you have to draw a cursor around a couple things, but a lot of things you could just tab around and hit, and you know the buttons are readable. So that's why I like it. It's a little more accessible than Registry Mechanic too, as well.
Very good.
Any comments, questions, thoughts? Anyone want me to go over any other part of the suite? Rick, any comments from you, questions, or thoughts?
No, not really. You're doing just fine. You can continue on, I guess, or wrap up. There's not too many people floating around, I don't think. I've seen Joseph Lee is here, and seen Marshall's still here, and I think that's about it besides me and you.
Marcel, Joseph Lee, any other part of the suite that you would like me to go over before I wrap up?
Yes, Marcel. Yeah, I'd go over a couple more things, I guess. Depends what your time limit is like.
Well, I've got a little bit of time on my hands, so I'm just wondering if there's any particular part of the software that you want me to see. There's the defragmentation tool. There is the disk doctor. It's not really much to do with. It just gives you info on your hard drive space. So is there anything you want me to show?
Maybe you could show me the how to defrag.
Great. It's very accessible, too, as well. So I'll walk you through that right now. I'll lock my microphone right now.
Leaving menu bar. Users colon 3. F7. F8. Chat text entry.
All right, everybody. Well, I would request the TuneUp Utilities 2009 defragmentation tool. It's very, very simple to use. So I'm going to go to my Start menu.
Menu, Start Search Edit S.
Go to my Programs menu.
All Programs submenu A.
Right arrow.
TuneUp Utilities 2009 closed, 43 of 45, T.
Open this
level
up.
Level 1, TuneUp Utilities closed, 4 of 4.
Go down to the Utilities.
Level 2, Utilities open, 20 items. TuneUp 1- Click Maintenance, 3, 1 of 20, T.
This is what I showed you.
TuneUp Disk Doctor, 3, 2 of 20, T. TuneUp Disk SpaceX. TuneUp Drive Defrag 3, 4 of 20, T. Enter. Leaving menus. TuneUp Drive Defrag. List view. Not selected. Graphic 793. Graphic 673. Local disk left parent C colon right parent checked. 1 of 1.
And this basically is just a little list view that shows your hard drives. I think it'll scan even your external drives if you have them plugged in. And I'll just press tab.
Tab. Automatically defragment disks that are too highly fragmented. Checkbox checked.
Sometimes defragmenting is not the best thing to do. So if it's too fragmented, it would defragment it. If it's too overdone, it'll take care of it for you.
Tab, next greater button.
Now, once I click this next button, the only problem here you're gonna have, and I would recommend you turn off your
adjust JAWS options dialog. Tree view, general options opened. 7 items. Escape, next greater button.
What I recommend you do is you do an insert shift V.
V.
Oops.
V.
I might not let you do
V.
it. But maybe temporarily it'll let you do it.
Adjust JAWS of E level 1. Progress bars dash spoken 3 of 7. General options. Space. Progress bars dash silent. Enter. Next greater button.
Because it can get pretty, pretty annoying. It'll announce every percentage that it gets. So I'm going to hit the next button.
Enter. TuneUp Drive Defrag. List view. Graphic 673. Local disk left parent C colon right parent analyzing dot 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 left parent 0.0% right parent 1 of 1.
And it'll just analyze it.
List view tab. List back button tab. Cancel button.
And you could just tab around.
Tab. List view. Graphic 300. Graphic 673. Local disk left parent C colon right parent analyzing dot 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 left parent 85.9% right parent 1 of 1. Next greater button. Tab TS finish. Tab finish button.
And then to see the results of the analyzation.
Root JAWS to PC.
I'll just root JAWS to PC.
Top of file. Disk analysis complete. It was not necessary to defragment the selected disk.
Since my disk is
PC cursor, finish button to activate defragmented.
Now, if yours says that it needs to be defragmented, then it will just hit the finish button and it'll go and defragment for you.
Space.
But since mine is already defragmented enough, it just closed the window. So that's that. Very, very accessible.
Alt tab, blind dash B dash zone left. Menu actions, locked top key alt plus L check.
Alright, is anything else? So what do you think of that, Marcel? Very accessible, isn't it? No JAWS cursoring around much at all.
No, I think that was very, very good.
Yep, that's another reason why, and I was hesitant to purchase it because a lot of software out there, whether it's security or things like that, are very inaccessible, but I took a shot at it, and it worked out really good. So, any questions, comments, thoughts?
Giovanni, do you have any vision?
No, I am total. I am actually totally blind. That's the reason why I really try my best to get something that's accessible, because then I don't have always some eyes to help me with my work here, so. But I am total. How about you, my friend?
Okay, you and I are in the same boat. I had some vision 20 years ago, but not anymore. Seeing I have you on the line here, with my laptop here, I find my documents open very slowly. Do you have how I could correct that?
You say your documents are working slowly, like opening them or viewing them, or can you be more specific?
Opening documents, it takes a little while for, I'm using JAWS 10 as well, I know you are, but it takes a little while for me to read the document. It seems like it's a focusing problem. What could be the problem there?
Probably a registry issue, so I would recommend you probably Google one of those and get it installed and see what happens, because that's the same, that's how my computer started to act up really slow. Or do you have security installed? Maybe you have a little bit of spyware. It could be a lot of issues, so we might have to just, said either try scanning your system with your security suite or download one of these trial versions and see what happens. Do you have CCleaner installed?
No, I don't. I'm using Norton SystemWorks, and it's not very accessible, but my wife here is partially sighted. She helps me out a little bit with that. But I'll download one of these two that you mentioned here and give that a try.
Yes, that's not a bad idea at all. And as I said, it could be a couple of things. Yeah, Norton, I tried it. Thank God I only downloaded the 15-day trial. I didn't try it fully. I think it's 15 or 90 days. And it just wasn't working for me, so I just let that go. I did a recording on Trend Micro Internet Security, which I really recommend. It's another security suite that's very, very accessible. It acts just like a web page. So give that a look too if you want something that's more accessible.
You want to repeat that again? What was that again?
The security suite that I'm using is called Trend Micro. TrendMicro. And I say that I tried Norton, but like I tried the 90-day trial, and it just wasn't working for me. So I just let it go. And I got Trend Micro because it's very accessible. It's actually more than accessible. I love it. It just, it's a HTML type of page. So you just navigate the application as if you were browsing the web. I would look at it that way.
Sounds good. I'll give that a try as well. Thanks.
Just to make sure that if you are going to try Trend Micro, make sure you uninstall Norton. You don't want to have two security suites going at each other, otherwise you're going to have problems, especially Norton and Trend Micro, since they're both top competitors here, and you want to make, and also you don't want to have too much security on it.
Yeah, you got that right.
But I will wrap up by saying, first of all, thank you all for coming to the presentation. We got a few folks here, and I'll be doing more of these pretty shortly. And as I said, thanks to Rick for recording these and for posting them on the site, letting me, shine a little bit—not shine, but do a little bit of presentations in his room. And I also want to let you know if anyone wishes knows or is around the Chicagoland area. And I will be saying this, I guess, too, for the folks that are listening to this as a podcast. I do offer technical support for pretty good rates, not too expensive, especially if you're in need of computer maintenance, things like that. I do offer technical support, so I will leave my contact information here. So if you are in need of technical support or assistance in any way in the computer field, I would be more than happy to help you. And my email is G as in go, B as in boy, JL07@gmail.com. I will repeat, that's GBJL07@gmail.com. My Skype ID is GB123GEO if you wish to add me on Skype as well, or contact me via Skype. As I said, thank you, Rick, for letting me mention this too on the recordings. I know we had talked before about this, so I do appreciate that as well. Any other questions, comments before I wrap up?
No, nothing more from me. It's Marcel Giovanni, and that was very good. Thanks.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you for coming to the presentation of, I guess not, it was originally Registry Mechanic, but why don't we call this PC Maintenance presentation, because I covered a couple of things today. And thank you all for coming, and hope to have more of these coming soon. Rick, unless you have any other comments, questions, or I will sign off, so if you want to stop the recording, that's up to you, but I am done. So thank you very much for all coming.
Thanks, Giovanni, for giving us the presentation, and I appreciate that. It's always nice to get new people giving presentations and doing recordings for the website. Helps me out a lot, you know, so I don't have to do it all. And hopefully we'll get some more people to show up here from time to time. But we didn't do too bad tonight. We had a few people, and it was good presentation. And hopefully we'll do something again. And hopefully at some point, you know, we'll be able to work out a better room situation. Right now, Talking Communities is hosting us very graciously, free for the moment, our 10-seat room. So, unfortunately, I just can't financially afford to do anything better right now. But who knows? Something may work out. There's a few other options we might try, but... again, thanks to Talking Communities for hosting us, and that's www.talkingcommunities.com. All right. Thanks again, Giovanni, and I guess you guys want to sit here and talk for a while. That's fine. I don't have any problems with that. You guys welcome to use the room anytime you want, and I'll see you later. I'm going to stop recording here as soon as I stop talking, and I'll get this posted up on the website hopefully tomorrow.